is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
Apex is off the road, finally, after a few weeks. It's been far too long, fellas. We're back in the studio. Tyler and Bradley in North Carolina. Rob Gregoire up in the North Pole of Canada. And Patrick Stein from the Chicago Street Circuit. He could still smell
home
the rubber.
Home of the monsoon.
Home of the monsoon. Home of the surprising victory. And we're going to talk a little bit about that circuit and that evolution. We got so many things. My God. I have to start with happy birthday, Robert Gregoire. Happy birthday,
Bobby G.
Oh, I was all synced up there. That was great. Thank you. Twins syncing up. Like, thank you guys don't even mean to do that. It's just like.
Happy birthday.
And for anyone who actually knows what that clip is from, we'll just kind of also know how highly you guys think of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Thank you, Auntie Up Friends.
We'd be celebrating with you up there if all
cheers,
of us had passports.
Cheers, Rob. We're all a bunch of 30. wait, what did you say?
I had to get the regular passport joke in.
Oh, gotcha.
Now that we're all together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and don't be going on with the North Pole. It's going to be fucking 100 degrees here tomorrow.
Yeah, same
here.
Same here. Yep, that's right. All a bunch of 30-something motorsport.
We're all
pretend
a bunch of
33-year-olds. Yep, a bunch of pretend race car drivers here hanging out. It's been a fun few weeks at VAR, Watkins Glen, mid-Ohio. But it's going to be good to get back in the studio and talk to everybody. And yeah, happy birthday, Rob, Patrick, up in Chicago. A lot of talk about this race that I honestly, I know you were not a fan of it. I don't think any, I mean, I don't know. Did it, I think it caught us off guard. Shane Van Gisbergen. I was watching the race. I was in Ohio. I had just gotten back to a roof over my head after a downpour of packing up the campgrounds at mid-Ohio. So I was showered after not showering for 2 days and maybe one change of underwear in 3 days. It's a long story. It's a long story. It's a long story. But I was
talk about for Monday.
Yeah. I was feeling good. I was feeling refreshed. I was sipping on a bourbon. I was able to legally sports bet, and I put money on none other than Shane Van Gisbergen.
Did you really?
I did put. I won some money on Caesar's Sportsbook. Thanks, Shane.
What made you want to put money on him?
Data. He was fast in practices. He was fast in quali, and I just had a feeling, so I put a little something on him, and it paid off. I was sitting there pumped and
how much?
Excited. I won $45. Let's not wet ourselves here. You know.
And the adventure begins again.
Yeah. I broke even for my shit IndyCar bets. Let's put it that way. But I was fired up, so I was watching it. And you know, you guys know me. Well, I don't watch NASCAR races like that these days. But I was into this one. I think I was into this one as much as the one race last year that Daniel Suarez won at Sonoma. I was into that one, too. And I was equally into this one, watching Shane Van Gisbergen do what he did, which was impressive. Patrick, I'm going to imagine that you watched this cover to cover. Am I right?
100%.
This was in your backyard. Am I also right that you didn't have good feelings about this event or this track?
Yeah, I didn't have good feelings about the event, the track, the cars, just everything about it. Yeah, nothing.
I know Into the Paddock covered this and talked about it and got some in-depth discussion on the racing and real racing side of it. I want to let them have that stand. I don't want to get too deep into that aspect of it. One thought that I have, though, would the overall event it got a lot of positive feedback. I think everybody's like it was a success. Would it have been such a success had just an everyday NASCAR driver won? Or did the shine of this guy coming in out of nowhere doing impressive things make the street circuit in itself look like a success? In other words, if Shane had come and done this at COTA and not here, I mean, would they have said the same thing about the event in Chicago? What do you think?
I think if it was the exact same thing, you just take Shane out of it. I think so. I think it would be the exact same thing.
You think it would have been well reviewed?
Yes, because it was regardless of a lot of the like people that weren't fans that were just down in that area. Yeah. They didn't know any of the drivers. They don't know NASCAR. So there's a lot of Formula One fans down there. They're interviewing actually, oh. But yeah, I don't think they would. It didn't matter who won. It was just an excitement down there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know,
and it was the most watched.
It was very NASCAR well, race. Right? It was very well watched. I saw
in
it.
The last 6 years.
Yeah. I'm guessing you didn't catch it, Bradley.
No, I did not.
Rob, did you get in? Did you catch any of it at all?
Second half.
So you saw the end of it. That's about what I got. I probably got less of that. I probably caught the last quarter of it because I'd just gotten back.
See, I assumed it was rained out.
That's funny. I never really. So it was the second half. Miss the ending.
You missed the ending.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Oh.
I mean, so it's kind of funny. I'll tell this short, briefly story. A couple weeks ago when we were in New York, a couple weeks. I like to do a little bit of sports betting, a little bit of throw my shekels and coins out there when I can and when it's legal. So in New York, we had a NASCAR race, and I think I put $10 on Justin Haley, and I don't even remember what track it was, but I don't know who Justin Haley is, but his odds were good. But his odds were good.
I would have won. He was on the pole. That was why.
I would have won $1,000 and whatever that was, and so I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And I posted up in the NASCAR chat Discord where our community's at with some much more learned NASCAR guys in modern times than me. Shout out to Cody Richardson, Andrew Kotzka. And I get a little bit of shit for that bet, and obviously I didn't win anything. So I am in Ohio, and I'm saying I'm going to put a little something on this Chicago street race, guys, a little something. And I got excited. I put $10 on the dinger. AJ Allmendinger, safe bet, right? Decent odds.
He's good at road courses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Andrew, I think it was in our community, said, lock of the week, don't pick Justin Haley this time. And then I tune in to the Chicago Street Course race, and guess who's leading the race with a little bit to go?
Justin Haley with like 15 to go.
And I'm like, oh my God, the odds would have been so good. But anyway, I ended up pulling for Van Gisbergen because he was the next up for me, and look what happened. So I was very excited. It doesn't happen very often, but anyhow.
And so he came from Australian Supercars, right?
He's New Zealand.
From the same place as McLaughlin.
He and McLaughlin communicated with each other. Yeah, there was Scott McLaughlin actually put on Twitter a picture of him drinking a couple beers already home from mid-Ohio watching the end of the NASCAR race.
Oh, nice.
So he jet-setted it down to Charlotte, which I think is where he lives.
Yeah.
And he,
I'm going to follow him on Instagram.
Bradley knows his exact coordinates.
He posts things from Charlotte on his Instagram.
Yeah, he lives in Charlotte. Bradley, you have his longitude and latitude.
I sure do.
Don't kid yourself or anybody
else. I sure do.
You know exactly where he's at. You've seen through those. You know how you have Windex for his windows. That's how close you are to that man. Exactly. He's a Supercars guy. And
says the guy that literally would buy Pato Awards used underwear on eBay. Anyway.
That's right.
Everyone thinks it's hilarious that I know Scott McLaughlin's latitude and longitude.
No, it was just legit. You're probably right. Like,
yeah,
he wouldn't want any type of certificate of authenticity. Yeah. You would just see the ad and be like, buy now.
Yeah, there's no
reason. You should just looked at me and said, yeah, we know.
That's true.
You should just looked at me and said, yeah, we know. So,
yeah.
The joke? So. We know Tyler would do that.
Give me a sweaty towel. I'll put it in my.
I'm surprised he doesn't have it already.
If it was available in the merch shop, he would buy it.
Oh yeah, merch. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway,
that's right. But yeah, I think I thought I was entertained by it, and I think that's the consensus: is it was entertaining, and even more interesting is the fact that this is a course that was developed and came from iRacing, and we've talked about that quite a bit. I know we've talked about fictional content quite a bit here on the show, so we won't go over that a ton again, but that's a cool aspect of it. what else could, you know, if it's a success for NASCAR, it's a success for iRacing just about as much. Because if the course wasn't a failure, then that's something. Because look at the Nashville Street Circuit. It gets some criticism. People were on shaky ground with the new Detroit Grand Prix circuit this summer. So these street circuits seem to be really touchy business.
It's not the easiest thing to get right. It's not an exact formula. No. I mean, think about how long's Long Beach been around.
Yeah, it's not changed. I mean, you kind of nailed it.
Yeah, once they found the actual layout they wanted, they haven't changed a damn thing.
And that's one that in the sim, I legitimately like it. I think most of us here legitimately enjoy Long Beach and its challenges.
It's the only street circuit I know. I bought Belle Isle, and I haven't been able
it's
to.
Outdated now.
Haven't had time to.
Rob,
learn
where
it.
Do you stand on some of these? The street circuits in Chicago.
Well, the street circuit some is just where it's like, I think they're just kind of realizing that it's easier to just put up a track with its imperfections, the kind of conforming to the layout that they have, and then people are already there to come see it. Like, that's the kind of big thing with street circuits. That's why you're seeing so many. It's all just how easy you can get people in to see a race. It's a lot harder to get them out to a pre-built one, but it's, you know, way out upstate or something like that, right? So it's just, they just say, you know what, we're just going to slap the track down because it's easier to build it that way and get all the people there than to get all them to go somewhere else.
Yeah, some barriers and fencing, and you have a major venue right in a major city. Yeah.
And it's just it's a marketable spectacle of, oh, we're racing
think
in this.
Think about F1.
Yeah.
Think about F1 right now. It's like every new track. It's like there's no new purpose-built tracks that are being made, it seems.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Vegas. I mean, the venue is everything. Miami, Vegas. I mean, Coda's an afterthought.
Miami, street track. Yeah. Jeddah, street track.
Yeah, Coda's going to be an afterthought to an extent if they at that pace. IndyCar talking about looking at other options. I saw an article today. I could see them continuing with the street course projects, and they're looking at going to Argentina and perhaps Australia. Street circuits, you make a good point. I mean, look, we went to Nashville, and we were almost more excited about the surroundings than we were the actual race. Yep. The race was almost a secondary notion.
It was just a miserable.
It was hot.
It's so hot. Yeah. You know what I mean? The tires are probably melting. Like, once the grip's gone, I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. Like, it's just probably brutal for the drivers.
Yeah, I would say so. It's windy and very physical. But yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I saw an article or some kind of posting. So we know on iRacing that they did some of the tweaks to Atlanta Motor Speedway in the sim virtually before they actually did it on the ground. I read, and I am just recalling it, so I don't have it pulled up to cite, but it's out there. I'm sure it's findable. That Texas Motor Speedway and iRacing, or they're having iRacing do some kind of adjustment virtually before something is done in real life. So I think Texas Motor Speedway is going that route, maybe early days, but I believe that's happening. And that would make what, the second, third? Am I missing anything? I mean, we have, geez, we saw it with the Chicago Street Circuit. We've seen it with the BMW GT3. I think I'd love to see more advanced content, like far advanced. The Chicago Street Circuit and that BMW strike me as the two standouts for far in advanced content that we get virtually before you actually see
the next-gen cup cars. We had those a while before.
Yeah, the cup cars came out
earlier. Oh, the next-gen? Yeah.
They had those a long time before. That's
a good point.
That was a big one. I'd say that might be the biggest
one. You're right there. I gloss over that. That's my NASCAR stance these days.
I'm just waiting for the message in Discord from Cody. You know he's going to do it. Like, Tyler, don't be dissing on us, bud.
Don't forget all those next-gen cars. And they're beautiful cars, too. I really do enjoy those cars. That does a lot for me, that next
time. I bought the Ford, and I've never even raced it. I've never competitively raced the new car.
And did you buy... I've asked you this before, I feel like. Did you buy the Chicago Street Circuit?
No, I did not.
Did you two guys buy it?
Yeah.
Rob's shaking his head.
Well, Patrick lives in Chicago. He would have to.
But he was... Patrick, to be fair...
If they made a race on the streets of Charlottetown, then Rob would buy that track.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I mean, they
or if they want to build, they could just build Oyster Bed Speedway.
Is that your little short track, or is that your
that's a little short
that
track?
You call your
it's
bathroom.
A little track, man. No, that's our local.
That's, it's track. Where all the clams go.
Yeah, it's Rob's. I thought that was your toilet, Oyster Bed Speedway.
You guys wait till you're here, and I take it to you, and then you'll know what's
what. What do they race there? What am I going to be looking at?
Street stocks. They do
pine box derby cars, lawnmowers, cats.
Wait, there's lawnmower racing other places.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is in Western North Carolina where we grew up.
There's a bunch of stuff in the sim that they race there, like late models, bandoleros. That's just like for the kids usually.
Yeah,
the kids and
that's what they call the bumble
outlaws. You get the outlaws. You get the little legends, like the little legend 34.
Oh yeah,
you drive in.
You get to
see some salt of the earth, rough around the edges. Spoke,
Rob. You strike me as a gentleman bandolero driver.
Can you imagine someone 6'4" trying to get into one of those little cars? They're like dinky.
It's like Stefan Wilson getting into an Indy car. If you've ever seen Stefan Wilson up close, that man's tall. Jeez. That man is tall.
Yeah, or yeah.
Well, I'd like to see you in a kart, Rob, but I don't think we're going to get there this summer.
It's a shame. We could have had all the boys together in Pittsburgh.
That's the next road show coming up on the 18th, July 18th.
You can at least come watch baseball.
Yeah,
it's too late now. Yeah. We got other things going on. Yep.
Rob's got a bandolero race to go to.
Yeah.
God damn it.
He bought a seat.
He's got to go to Oyster Bed.
Don't diss it.
Best seat for $13 could buy you.
Man, it's $20 Canadian. Cash only.
Folks, these international currency jokes doing anything for you? If you like those, get a load of these next ones.
Speaking of,
Tyler wouldn't know because he doesn't have a penny.
Exactly. Oh, me and Patrick will be sipping on beverages in Charlottetown.
Maple whiskey?
Yeah.
Like we just had?
Or some Clamatos.
What's a Clamato?
Yeah.
Some Caesars.
Caesars.
Yeah. What's a Caesar?
It's a Bloody Mary.
It's a Bloody Mary, but if it didn't fucking suck. Yeah.
Honestly, I had a Bloody Mary at Mid-Ohio.
Did you?
I had a taste of one, rather. Oh, not
you,
a
so you didn't have one?
I mean, I tasted it, and it tasted...
You need it when you have you're hungover. They're made for.
Well, I didn't care for it. It tasted like
ass.
Yeah, if you had a ketchup with barbecue sauce, shit.
Yeah,
like Worcestershire sauce.
That's terrible. Yep. Who wants that?
Or Tabasco?
No. No, absolutely not.
Well, but a big fat piece of bacon in it.
No, because what I tried had bacon in it, and I hated it. No, it's soup. It's,
the disappointment in Rob's face.
Whatever, guys. It's fine. Just leave him home. It's fine.
It's fucking soup in a cup, guys. It's a soup.
It's a meal in a glass.
It's a soup in a cup. Meal in a glass.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I was going to say, while we're talking about karting, that's coming up with Pro Kart Concepts in Pittsburgh, July 18th. Bradley, myself, and Patrick will be joining us this year. And Patrick, you're not fucking around with karting. You've already got some equipment has arrived for you.
Yeah.
You got the suit, you got the shoes. What else you got? Is that it?
Oh, I don't have the suit. The suit is on back order.
What?
So. Which suit did you go with? Did you go with the PKC or did you go with the...
Oh, you got gloves. You got gloves in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you order?
So I ordered a suit, but it's back ordered. So,
just use Rob's. He ain't using it.
Rob's too tall and I'm shorter, so I'm screwed, but I might get it in time, I might not. I don't know. We'll see. But I got like shoes, gloves, and then like undershirt,
I guess.
For,
we
like,
need to get on that
jacket.
Well, I've got I've got gloves. I'm going to use the Mode Push gloves.
I'll probably
order
to buy another pair of Miranda's
and
then use my old ones.
I'm going to use those gloves because they're very grippy, and I've not been using them a ton on the sim. I use the Brandness gloves on my wheel. I've been kind of reserving these gloves for karting, so I'm taking those. They got the McLaren colors, which is really cool. Chris Walsh, who's actually booked to come on our show later in July, actually, he's driving in Lamborghini Super Trofeo for the rest of the year with Valkyrie Velocity. So he'll be on the show. We'll probably talk with him about it, but those are his design gloves that came out in the past year, and I grabbed some of those McLaren colored ones. But I've got that, and I've got some Porsche driving shoes that we got from one of our guys that works for Porsche, and I'm just going to use those and some long pants and just the general stuff that they have at pit race. So I don't have anything too fancy think those shoes are going to be about the fanciest thing I take with me this year. And Bradley, I guess you're going to wear shoes? Your... Yeah.
Did you buy shoes?
I have Porsche driving shoes.
Oh, okay. Where those are you, just, those are just regular tennis shoes. They're not racing shoes.
They are. Yes, they are racing shoes. They're made for driving.
So are tennis shoes.
No, they're not. These are flatter and they're more responsive and they fit your foot better.
The fuck are long pants?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking this whole time. Like thinking in my head, like, are they like just pants? Yes. And then you just call.
He's talking about like, slacks, Rob.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I was like hackies, pants, but like longer talking about, for certain reasons.
Talking
like,
about Eddie Bauer, what I call them paddock pants because they're the what
only
I wear.
In other words, the only long pants he has.
So you really do? So you call short pants? Really?
No. I call short shorts, and I just said long
pants. So Rob, this guy here doesn't own a pair of jeans.
I clearly took away the wrong thing from the whole thing.
He doesn't. This man doesn't know how to dress himself because every time I see him, even in a formal occasion, he's wearing an IndyCar jersey and knit shorts.
Right now,
well, that's right here. Now. This is lazy time.
You're wearing.
This is. I'm talking about in public at like a nice restaurant. Tyler, doesn't
I don't
have,
wear IndyCar jerseys.
Tyler does not own a pair of jeans.
No, but I don't wear IndyCar jerseys.
I
at nice restaurants.
I don't own a pair.
Yes,
of jeans.
You do. You had those jeans you wore to Petit Le Mans.
Yeah, and those were the only pair I had, and just I had them. I don't even know why.
Oh, man, see, shut the hell up, Bradley.
Well,
you and your schmedium T-shirt and your sweatshirt.
And that was the last
Rob
time I ever wore
all
them.
The time.
Yeah, why not?
Or shorts or
joggers.
You guys only see me in hot weather. I don't...
Yeah.
What do you wear in the wintertime?
Joggers,
leggings,
just like
sweatpants.
I don't know. Like
a bathrobe.
I'm just gonna picture
golf pants. I guess people just wear golf pants everywhere.
Yeah, you did wear golf pants in Daytona. I'm gonna picture Rob in a Shakespearean outfit.
Rob wears strip club clothes.
He does
easily accessible to borrow a little friction from a stranger.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey. That's it. I was trying to talk about Patrick's karting outfit. We've gone out of the park.
This
right
is
now.
What happens when we haven't been together in two
weeks. Yeah, it is really nice. It is
just like a coiled up spring.
It's really nice to see you guys and talk to you again.
Love you, miss you.
Yeah. Short story long. Patrick's got his gear ready, so you're going to be walking in. I envision us getting. I mean, we're going to see Patrick.
I have two
tonight
questions
before.
Over Patrick.
Well, stand by. I picture us arriving at the skid pad at Pittsburgh International Raceway, and Patrick, even though he's obviously going to be riding with us, he's going to be somehow he went away and he's approaching us. You have the heat haze going over the tarmac, and Patrick's walking with his suit, his shoes, his gloves on, like the end of Independence Day. He's just sunk. He's coming to fuck up some carts and possibly break his neck. Patrick.
Also, Patrick, have you been physically like working out for this?
I've been
good question.
Have you been carting up to this?
No, just give him like a John Daly answer. Be like, fuck that. You can't pull fast.
Patrick, we're going to turn you into G.I. Jane.
We're gonna
do a montage.
Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth.
Look, we're gonna do this like a shitty '90s movie or like Top Gun or something. Before we actually do the carding, we're gonna do a '90s mashup of just Patrick running and getting and jogging, lifting weights.
You mean like
he's
Rocky?
Getting ready?
Like
he's
Rocky?
Getting ready.
Yeah, Rocky build up. Yeah. You got to do like a Rocky build.
He's getting ready.
I'm going to be punching.
It's called a training montage. Oh my God, there's a lot of words for that.
It's a training montage. I'm trying to hype him.
A 90s training G.I. Jane.
90s thing.
G.I. Jane's from the 90s.
I don't. Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, is that, okay.
A boo.
I just know Vic.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
all of that so he can get 15 minutes of karting.
I just hope that I fit in the kart this year. That's all I know.
Because the most we could do was 25 minutes. I mean, over the course of the day, you did more.
It is
intense. But 25 minutes straight.
That's all you need.
Kicked our ass.
Well, what Patrick wants to do, 24 hours. So that's not all we need.
Well, I want to, but I got some fucking pussies that won't do it.
Oh, so. We're gonna have to meet those words.
Just wait until he does it.
I know, and I'm saying that now, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna fucking hate myself.
And he's gonna be so happy that it's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
Patrick,
he's like,
Patrick,
I don't have to
have
do
you
that
ever
for
watched
an hour and 45 minutes?
Patrick, have you watched the jet fighters in that G-force machine where they can't hold their head up and they're going around and around. After at the end of 25 minutes, that's going to be you. You're going to be dangling,
like driving around like a newborn baby.
That was me on that K.
It looks like something else, but I'm not going to say what it looks like.
My neck can't take it anymore.
He's going to be one of those blow-up things in front of a car dealership.
waking the inflatable flailing air.
Because at the end of it, it wasn't even the fastest course they make. It was the K100.
Yeah.
And at the end of...
Oh, you know we have mobile mics. I'm going to mic Patrick up in the car. You know we're going to have lots of microphones.
Oh, that's such a great fucking idea.
I have mobile mics. I'm going to... And that track's not too big to get out of range of the bass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to mic Patrick up, and all you're going to hear is, "Take me out of the game, coach!
No, you just get every corner.
Wait,
you're hear
four laps. Wait, four laps, and then just people like old school, like old school racing. The guys just stand like even now, like they get the little signs on the pit wall.
Yeah,
just stand on it and just have the mic on Pat, and then just lean over and have the sign written on. Just be like, "How you feeling about 24 hours, Pat?" And just let the pure thing come when he reads
it.
It's
like, "I don't think I could do it." Patrick, I could not get out of the cart. For a minute, I had to, at the end of it all, when we did it last year, on that fastest cart, my arms couldn't push myself out of the seat. I had to sit there for a minute.
Yeah.
But the thing have to remember is if we do like this endurance karting, it's going to be like, it's not the super fast souped up cart.
I mean, we did it at what it's now Trackhouse Motorplex. We did that. That's still where
it is. Oh, it's not GoPro anymore.
It's not. It's Trackhouse now.
Okay.
Justin Marks owns it.
Oh, man. I bagged it around Andretti for 7 minutes. It was like, whoo.
Yeah.
Field in the hands.
Indoor karting. Yeah. Indoor karting will kick your ass. Let's not overestimate or underestimate it, rather. I mean, it's going to. I can't wait now. I am so hyped. July 18th, get here soon enough. I'm taking the mobile mics. We're miking you up. You're going to be mic'd up. I might mic everybody
up.
Yeah, I might mic all of us up when we're out there.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, you should. Yeah. You have to.
Because we just stick it in the helmet, whatever we can do. And we're going to have all the mic stands out and do some recording pre and post. And we're going to see what Patrick's made of. Okay. I can't wait because Patrick's been ragging on us for the endurance. Yeah.
I hope after all this, he's made of squishy stuff.
I mean, I can already tell you I'm made of squishy.
We also know Rob.
Metaphysical.
I do respect his resolve here.
But you also know that the first thing Patrick's going to do is the first thing we did, and probably will do again. The first corner you hit at this track, Patrick, you're going to spin out.
Yeah.
You're going to Mario Kart. Spin and circle.
Unless you listen to the coaches.
No, you still don't have a feel for the brake, and you're going to lock that rear axle. It's just what happens.
Don't tell Patrick what he's going to do.
That's just what happens.
Don't.
We watched a guy go into the
wall.
That's
just these guys. Pat's going to surprise you.
I think he might. You know, there are lap timer counters on the cart, so we're going to be able to look at our lap times. We're going to get to see. And whoever's slowest has to buy the drinks later in the evening. Do we have a deal?
Don't make that deal with him. He doesn't do it evenly.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean he doesn't do it evenly?
I already know you got something up your sleeve. And you're like, well, it's got to be fucking because of weight differential.
Oh.
This, that, and Bradley's the lightest.
Yo, thank you.
No, this isn't Pine Box Derby. We're not going to drill holes in the bottom of it.
No, but I know you'll do something like that. So.
No, straight. Straight bet. Straight bet.
Just around.
Just a round of drinks. Outright, one round, slowest person has to buy one round. Not all
that's
of them.
You're
going
to
have the suit, Patrick. We're not going to have the suit.
I'm probably the heaviest one.
I don't
one
know
here.
If I'll have the suit. It's on back order.
It's at least worth 2/10.
I'm probably the heaviest
if
one.
If I have it.
I'm probably the heaviest one here, so I'm screwing myself on this bet anyway, just to put it. I'm 230, but I work out.
I'm going
to
enjoy my drinks.
Ooh, we're getting into numbers.
Because I'm 185.
Fuck you. I'm stronger. I could kick your ass.
I could
right
say
now.
I'm heavier than Tyler, so.
How much? I mean,
a lady never acknowledges her
weight. It's not interesting.
Yeah.
I'm 240, so.
Oh, we're fine. Then we're equal. Then, and if anything, Bradley's out of this one, and it's
fine.
You and me.
That's fine with me.
It's head to head.
That's fine with me.
We would have to set up more parameters like.
I'm just
one lap or five
we
laps.
Could,
or?
I'm hoping. I don't know how many. Last time we only had two carts, one for me and Tyler. If there's enough carts, we could just have a race.
I don't know if
that's ideally that's what you should be doing is just race.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if PKC wants us to possibly.
I know. Eric's probably listening to this, like, going, guys. Yeah,
Eric,
I don't
and Dan
know.
Are probably like, oh, no, guys, no, guys.
This is more about the experience and training.
Yeah, it's more hot lap and testing.
Yeah.
Than racing.
But from the sounds of it, you know, training for what? Because it sounds like you don't want to do a damn race.
Yes, I do.
We just want to get we need to get the taste.
He just wants to do a 7-minute one and not a 24
sprint.
Hour.
We're more sprint race guys.
We could do a freaking 6-hour one.
That's doable. We could do that.
12 people.
Let's do this.
12 people. Get the sand out of your badge, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm going to stop this conversation. Nothing further until we get on the ground July 18th in Pittsburgh. Patrick, last thing you said was get the sand out of your badge. I'm going to record. I'm going to clip that. And we're going to talk about this once we have gotten on track in the middle of July. In the middle of the summer. We're going to see what happens. So how about that? Sound good?
How about this? I'll try to do one better.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get a shirt that says, get the sand out of your vag.
If you can get it by July 18th.
I want to get a picture
of it.
Hopefully
it's not on back order.
I want to get... I want to get a picture of Patrick dripping with sweat.
Oh, that happens when I'm like eating dinner. So it's a given.
I have seen Pat sweat eating once.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of turn one? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing or Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. Into the Apex is going back on the road in 2023, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier carts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of the Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. That's alienawards.net. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at TrackRacer. Since 2008, TrackRacer has been designing and pioneering best value, high-end gaming platforms and accessories. TrackRacer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. TrackRacer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Pillow, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, intotheapex.com, and support the show.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
On Into the Apex
in rare form.
We are on air. We are actually on air again. Tyler and Bradley in the main ITA studio. Rob Gregoire, happy birthday, Rob. Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Rob, I believe Rob is actually eating birthday cake right now.
I fucking am.
Rob's got a...
Let's see it. Let's see some of the birthday cake.
He's got a paper plate.
That camera, if I touch it, it's just going to never go
back. Yeah, don't mess with that camera. Rob's got a paper plate and a fork, and he's eating, so we're going to give him his liberties. Patrick Stein in Chicago, home of the Chicago Street Chorus. Wait, what was that? What the? Have you been holding
on? Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. It just made me laugh.
Where did you find that?
It's the first one that came up.
Happy birthday, dear one. What the fuck?
Oh, would you rather me play something?
No, please. No, no. Don't.
We get copyright infringement here.
If you play Open the Nor, I'll fucking kill you. That's enough. Cut it off. Cut it off.
This is the wedding.
Happy birthday. Okay, enough of that. Enough of that.
It's like when we got serenaded at dinner that one night.
And we didn't know what to do.
Would the macaques come by?
No, the serenading band. Whatever they're called.
Mariachis.
The Muchachi band.
The Muchachi.
We were with Rob's. Actually, we were with the birthday boy's father. The man himself.
Interesting.
We took your dad to dinner.
Somebody's got
us. It's true. That's low-key funny as shit.
The point is, happy birthday, Rob. Okay.
Rob's losing.
Yeah. Rob's about to choke on his cake. I hope somebody in the Gregoire household knows the Heimlich maneuver. There's a film coming out. The trailer's been out for a bit. It's Gran Turismo. Now, it would be a little bit better in our eyes if it were iRacing, but it's Gran Turismo. It's a movie, a blockbuster movie, directed by Neil Blomkamp, who directed...
Of District 9.
Of District 9 fame.
He never made District 10, but he can make Gran Turismo.
I think he did make District 10,
No, he did
he?
Not.
He did not. Okay.
No.
He didn't.
Nope.
Well, he's a South African director who District 9 was really a good movie. I remember the hype. We went and saw it in theaters, Bradley.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was.
It was.
With Wickes.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was comparable.
Wickes Vandermeer.
Yeah. And I know that a friend of the show, David Perel, also South African motorsport driver, was a consultant on this movie. He put up a lot of content about being on the set for this. And we're working on getting David back to perhaps talk a bit about this and some other things. But this movie it's got some star power. It's got a good director that we like. It's got Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Legolas.
Yeah.
I'll watch it for Legolas.
It stars Orlando Bloom and David Harbour, known as the guy from Stranger Things.
Hopper. Hopper.
Yeah, Bradley. Thanks for that.
He's blown up in that time. Yeah.
So those are some of the star power behind it. But so it's a bit before. I didn't notice this going on. I mean, obviously, we're iRacing guys. We didn't follow Gran Turismo, but there was a Nissan competition some years back, I think 2013 or before that, where a sim racer named Jan Martinborough won basically a competition and was able to get behind the wheel of a real Nissan. And he's gone on to race up to LMP2 in Le Mans, I believe. He raced in Le Mans. He's raced in some Asian series and some different things for Nissan. So this is basically a movie about his true life story. So it's based on a true story about sim racing. And that's about as deep as I'm going to go into the storyline because I didn't follow it myself in real time. So I'm not going to pretend like I did. I don't know if you guys were familiar with this at all. Patrick said he played Gran Turismo on PlayStation 1, I think.
Yeah.
Rob?
That's it.
Same way. Like, I grew up on Gran Turismo. Like, it was... Like, I had on PlayStation 1 and 2. It's big, but like for some reason, this movie, if not for a second, ever caught my attention or my hype.
The movie itself. So have you seen? Yeah. Had you seen the trailer? Have you seen the trailer?
I think it looks cheesy and corny as shit.
You think so? Yeah,
that's, I kind of gonna make all, it's gonna make all my friends laugh at me.
Yeah, I had the same thought.
You think so?
Yeah. It's just girls. You know, I mean, people have already sent me a trailer, but like, and then sent that Jim Carrey GIF of being like, "So you're telling me there's a chance?"
Oh, fuck those motherfuckers!
Well, it's just not the same.
Fuck thing. Those people!
It's not iRacing
because Rob, in the same. You know what made me want to talk about this tonight? I also had a friend of mine send me this link of this trailer and say, how about it? I had somebody send me that the trailer and like, oh, that's you, right? I'm like, yeah, I guess it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to make it look stupid.
You think?
Yeah, I watched the trailer. It did look like that cheesy, like every other movie I've ever seen. It like
this. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know how it's going to end. There's not going to be a sneak thing where it's like he ends up with I don't know. It's not what you. It's going to be cookie cutter Hollywood.
You think?
Blah, 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 blah.
Is that Neil Blomkamp these days?
It's like, if it was realistic.
For the right money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's
just true. Saying, if it was realistic, he would get to the very final race where you're like, oh, his arch nemesis. He's got to go against his arch nemesis. And then somebody who's like a billionaire comes in and buys his seat. And he's like, all right, you're not. We don't need you anymore. Yeah. The owner of this major corporation's son wants to race. That's what how the movie should end.
Nicholas Latifi comes in and fucking takes a seat.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to end.
Lance Stroll.
Forever goated.
Yeah. Lawrence Stroll comes in and says, no, Nikita, sorry, kid.
Yeah,
Nikita, you have a lot of talent, but my son wants a seat, so here's a $2 million to the team.
I'm really pessimistic about people just taking. I just feel like it's just I think it's just really lending its name, like the whole grand. I know there's a story behind it.
Yeah.
Like you've said, but I just feel like it's just kind of lending itself to the IP. You know what I mean?
Is this a must watch for racing? It's
coming
fans.
Out in August.
Is this a must watch for racing fans?
Are you guys going to theaters to watch this?
That's a much steal off the internet.
I don't even know if it's that. I don't even know if it's
like,
that.
Because I think of when I think of good racing movies, Ford versus Ferrari stands out. Okay. That was a good racing movie.
Yeah. There aren't a ton. Yeah. I mean, there's a movie with Brad Pitt coming out. We'll talk about that maybe briefly in a bit. I don't know. I mean, Gran Turismo. Didn't Fanatec have the CSLDD come out with some hacky looking Logitech oval wheel just for Gran Turismo? Am I recalling that correctly?
It was a PlayStation wheel. Like, it had like the PlayStation brand of buttons and stuff on it. So
it kind of took away from the supply of CSLDDs at the time. I want to say that's something. So it's in a way that's where Gran Turismo Motorsport gamed us, in a way. But other than that, I'm not familiar with that game. I'm going to say game on that one because it doesn't seem to fit any of the other bills that I've heard of. But I mean, this is going to be obviously a very Hollywood-driven sim racing movie. I don't know so much about if it's going to be a realistic sim racing movie. I mean, what would a realistic sim racing movie look like if you were to produce it? I mean, if you're iRacer, Weekly iRacer were to produce a movie about sim racing, what exactly would you envision?
I don't know. Do something different. Don't use some random person nobody knows.
Well, I would say.
Oh, the story. Like, do a story based off something. Like, who's someone else that's gone from sim to like a.
I mean, I'm not even talking about
Jimmy Broadbent.
Jimmy Broadbent?
Yeah, kind of. He's only really done like some product stuff. Yeah, like, I know it's not.
You could do like a
William
character.
Byron. Didn't he start on the sim?
So Patrick's going down the road of fiction.
Yeah. Because this is most definitely going to be one of those advertisements for Nissan movies.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, yeah. I would say.
That's a big part
much
of
like
it.
Castaway was an advertisement for FedEx.
Yeah, that's you make a good point there. Yeah. And Wilson Balls.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even take it a step back and say you just have some neckbearded asshole saying lap one, turn one. Right? Lap one,
Patrick, turn one. I have a neckbeard.
Patrick is the neckbearded asshole that we want. Nay, lap he is the neckbeard asshole that we need.
Yeah. Lap one, turn one, folks.
There's your tagline.
Good race, everybody. Lap one, turn one. Watch it. Watch your speed. Watch those.
I'm just here for a safety rating. Yep.
It's the everyday. The movie's called The Everyday Sim Racer.
The Everyday Sim Racer.
Yeah.
Lap one, turn one.
Rob, tell your lovely wife we said hello.
I will.
We just saw her washing the dishes of some sort.
Yeah. Bradley is cool. Said the guy who knows where Scott McLaughlin
she's
lives.
She's literally back there.
The guy who knows what Scott McLaughlin's doing.
Rob,
right now
I'm just trying
watching
to say.
Rob's camera into the deep tracks.
His door is open.
Yeah, Rob, shut the door.
Tell her we said hello, Rob.
Bradley has
he just left. He just shut the door.
He just left his dog
Rob
in there.
Rob is gone.
Rob is gone.
We're just painting like, the what picture. The fuck you doing?
Yeah, Rob is gone. Oh, buddy. here comes Rob. He's coming back.
Look at those big dogs.
He's letting the dog out. Letting the dog out.
Oh, hey, he's back out. He's back out again. Oh, he's teasing us. I hope he's got his headphones in so he can hear us the whole time.
He probably, I think he can. Patrick, you're not going to go see this movie, are you?
I'm not. No. I have no plans to watch this. Nothing about this movie has excited me.
Do you think they could make
except for Legolas.
Patrick, do you think that they could make a sim racing movie about you based on a true story about you? Who would play you? What actor would play you?
What actor would play me?
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know if he's really an actor.
Take your time.
Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer?
Yeah, okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Who would play Rob?
Yeah, Rob, who?
You're saying, you can't think Bert Kreischer.
He just did a movie, so he's a movie guy.
The Machine.
Yeah. Machine.
Who would play you, Rob, in this movie?
Vince Vaughn.
It could be a friend.
No, I could see that.
No, there's a guy that would play him. I'm going to find it. You talk while
we don't have all night for you to.
I'm an IMDb wizard.
You guys don't even get to pick because you can fucking just look to the left of you.
No, we're the Proclaimers.
Yeah, have you ever seen the
famous Scottish band, The Proclaimers?
I know who.
I wouldn't walk a thousand miles.
Yeah.
If you don't know, if you don't know, folks, Google The Proclaimers image search. You're welcome, and fuck everybody.
I'm going to do that right now. Actually,
Bradley's trying to figure out who Rob is. He apparently has.
No, I know who he is. I'm just finding the name.
You guys ask me who I would have play, and then you say as soon as I make my decision, you're like, nope, can't do that.
No, I said I could see Vince Vaughn, but maybe there's somebody better. I mean, I can understand it, but you could do better. Who is that? Derek Cecil?
Do you see it?
Not really. No.
No.
Bradley's looking.
Look up Derek Cecil from House of Cards.
How in the hell?
Derek Cecil.
Bradley's really.
Rob is Derek Cecil.
Bradley has thought way too deeply about this topic.
I know IMDb.
That ain't me, bro. Yeah, that ain't it. That's a miss. That's a miss.
You're out in right field, buddy. Sorry.
That's no good.
All right.
Vince Vaughn it is.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
I just want to know what Patrick's storyline would be in such a movie. I mean, how's your sim racing career going so far, Patrick?
It's mediocre at best.
So what's your greatest achievement to date on iRacing?
See, you can't say sim racing career and then say career on iRacing.
Because it's not the same.
Well, what else have you done? iRacing is not the only place people sim race.
What did you win in F1 2027?
It's just the only one you have, you cheap bastards.
Exactly.
And destroy every other one.
The answer is the only one I have the computing power, you cheap bastard.
Sounds like you're the cheap bastard. Mr. pulled his retirement out. I'm going to buy a computer. Where's the computer?
Rob's sending it to me.
I'm sending him.
Okay,
yeah.
I ate my words there.
There you go. Leave.
Just wait until it gets damaged in shipment and he has to ship it back to you to repair it.
I'm not doing that. He can walk.
I'm not doing that. Once it's out my door, it's gone. Yeah.
There is no
return.
He's selling it as is.
Yeah, there is no Rob Gregoire warranty. I understand this.
It's a hope and a prayer. That's the warranty.
Let me rephrase it then. What's your greatest accomplishment in sim racing, Patrick? Did you win an F1 2023 race?
Did you win Le Mans, Patrick?
I didn't win Le Mans.
I thought you won with us.
No, because...
Oh, my God. We do this every time.
Rob, did you win?
We weren't on that fucking
team. Yeah, Rob didn't win.
Every time, like, oh, guess what? I was on it. Guess what? We won 24 hours of Le Mans.
Bradley and I won the Le Mans 24. Rob didn't win it. Patrick didn't win it.
I haven't won any endurance race.
Yeah, neither have I.
You could say that again.
Well, hey, we have Spa coming up.
I haven't won any endurance.
We have Spa coming up, boys. We're going to win Spa in the Porsche, right?
Somebody's going
to. That's not happening.
Not with that kind of attitude.
Listen here, Bradley. Do we have to fucking go through all your fucking recent endurance folly?
No, we don't. I acquiesce.
Yeah, Bradley's got a Dave Matthews Band concert to get to.
He's got to travel off to Oregon to go see the next Dave Matthews.
Whoopsies, I spun and crashed. I guess we better quit.
Oh, no, I didn't practice.
No. What do you guys think?
What are we thinking?
That's what it is.
No, is Dave Matthews at 5 p.m.
Guys, yeah. I am all in on Spa. I am really pumped about Spa.
All right, mark that for the record.
I'm pumped about. I'll start Spa.
If you better take like vacation for the whole week and not leave your house.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I have no plans.
Yeah,
for Spa. Billy does.
No, I have no plans for Spa. The time has been set aside.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I mean it's all GTs, so it's a very even playing field. You don't have to worry about a ton of traffic, a ton of multi-class traffic coming through.
I'm excited.
I'm thoroughly excited about it. It's also the last 24-hour race of the year.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What's the next one?
The fake Le Mans.
Oh, if we choose
that's
to do
not
it.
A special.
That's
event,
not a must
though,
do.
I will grant that.
Oh, for me, it's a must do.
I mean, that's the one that we won, so we need to defend our title. But
well, that you two fuckers won because Rob and I did.
We's a lot of people. But
I need to do it in a Cadillac. So.
Yeah, I would do it in
Patrick
the Cadillac.
Patrick is stuck on the Cadillac.
Patrick, me and you, Cadillac, 24 hours, 12 each. Mr. I want to do endurance car.
Yet you,
it's the, you'll it's do the 12 a, hours of Patrick you in put, a Cadillac you put that wishing he had made better choices in life.
Force feedback on maximum, Patrick.
Yeah.
Maximum.
It's not that bad.
Again,
what's,
mark the tapes. Mark the tape,
what's
boys.
Yeah,
mark
what's
the
not
tape.
That bad?
Karting, 16 minutes into the second half, Patrick said this.
I don't know. I just lost strength.
It's alive on the ground in Pittsburgh.
We're mind-fucking poor Patrick here, right?
Somebody bring an IV bag for this man to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we almost went to the hospital at Daytona. I feel like we're going to see it through in Pittsburgh.
I think I'm going to have to bring an adult diaper in case I shit myself karting.
You're going
to
be.
I still think it was that shitty Walmart fucking beef jerky
probably.
That did it.
You think so?
It wasn't Walmart. It was fucking
Target.
Target.
No, it wasn't Target. It was fucking Bucky's.
Oh, yeah, Bucky's.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
Bucky's, yeah.
Daytona Beach.
I went
Bucky's.
To the big fucking wall of beef jerky. I went, I'll take one of you. I had the munchies.
I mean, I'm sure you had so much salt in you that you swelled.
Yeah, exactly right.
Just a little bit. I mean,
Patrick's got to wear ankle socks too.
Yeah, I have compression socks.
Compression socks.
Patrick has compression socks on because his ankles are swelling.
Oh, I'll just show
next Daytona will be varicose veins or whatever it is.
Varicose.
Yeah, Veracruz.
Daytona 2024. Patrick's gonna have knee highs and EpiPen. A life alert bracelet.
Help! I fall.
All
I
kidding.
Can't get up.
Patrick's gonna just wear have a sun hat for him.
Yeah, sun hat.
A medical bracelet.
Yeah, he's going to have a creamy white forehead because we're going to rub it on.
don't say it like that. Oh, man.
That's
fun. Oh, buddy. Well, I think that's a hell of a way to bring back the studio show. What do you guys think?
Yep, I think so.
Yeah, we'll be back in the studio next week. We're going to see who we can pull in the fourth chair for that one. And then the following week, we're at Pittsburgh for karting, Patrick. So that's going to be the go time. Start running laps. Start hitting the bike machine. Work on those calves.
Work on that core.
Work on those forearms. Work on those
forearms. I've been working on that core. Been eating a lot of burgers.
There you go. Get those forearms strong and that neck.
Oh, don't worry about that.
There we go. That's what we want to hear. That's the high quality content we come to the second half for. all right, let's wrap it up. Tyler, Bradley, Rob, and Patrick, the foursome back in the studio after some time on the road. We'll be back next week, IntoTheApex.com, the all-new IntoTheApex.com. We got some road shows that we're going to try to piece together for the rest of the year. For sure, they include VIR IMSA and Petit Le Mans. We're going to see what else we could sneak in there. I don't think we're done quite yet. Maybe even a NASCAR race. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Conversations, conversations. All right. So enjoy your iRacing this week, folks. Try not to get fucked too much by Mossport.
Or other sim racing.
Yeah, whatever. Gran Turismo, whatever the hell. Yeah, whatever, whatever it takes.
Like whatever our, you losers are doing.
If Gran Turismo is the drive to survive of sim racing, then
you know,
fine.
You know, if Gran Turismo, fine. The film, comes and says we want an ad on this show, Tyler's going to become.
Oh, my soul is for sale.
Oh yeah,
my soul is. I'm my soul is for sale more than a genius.
He's like, iRacing who?
Yeah, like yeah, in theaters August 11th. Yeah. Oh hell yeah. I mean, I'll watch it at some point. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to watch.
The derision's just so clear. It's like, have fun with your fucking PlayStations and your hentai body pillows.
Come to iRacing if you want to be real. We are the jocks of the video game world. Don't you forget it.
Let's go.
Don't you forget it.
Let's fucking go.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week. We're going to be in rare form just as we were this week. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sticking with us on Into the Apex.
Been listening to Into the Apex
from Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.